researching severe acute respiratory syndrome, also known as SARS. Some major symptoms include fever above 38 degrees Celsius, which is 100 degrees Fahrenheit, muscle pain, coughing, sore throat, shortness of breath, pneumonia, viral and bacterial and lethargy symptoms, meaning lack of energy or enthusiasm.
SARS can spread through direct contact or indirect contact. Some examples are coughing, sneezing, face-to-face contact, which includes caring for someone with SARS, kissing, hugging, sex, and sharing eatery utensils. You can also get SARS if you touch an infected surface.
Some ways of preventing people from getting SARS is washing your hands frequently, wearing a surgical mask when in the same room as someone with SARS, and wash all items used by a person with SARS. Some treatments are antiviral medication and steroids to reduce lung swelling. There is no confirmed medication that works for someone with SARS. These techniques are not very effective.
If signs of this disease appeared at the middle school campus, yes, we should shut down the school, because if someone catches it and it spreads, there is no effective treatment to cure it. Someone can get SARS just from another person coughing or sneezing, or even being around them. So if one person is diagnosed with it, there is a large chance that many others will receive it.